نحمده ونستعين به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمد عبده ورسوله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاد حتى أتاه اليقين. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير، تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل، وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي، وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب. ويقول النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما معنى الحديث: من خاف أدلج، ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل، ألا إن سلعة الله غالية، ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة. أخواني أحبابي أعزائي، الله سبحانه وتعالى جل في علاه بيّن لنا شيء من أفعاله وصفاته جل في علاه، والمقصود حتى نتعرف على الله سبحانه وتعالى ويأتي في قلوبنا قدر الله سبحانه وتعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Honorable guests, recite the verse of the Quran Sharif wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhibits and explains His qudrat and His power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that gives kingdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that snatches it away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives disgrace, humiliation. All goodness is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala does as He wishes to. The control of the day and the night in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distributes sustenance as He wishes to. Thereafter our guest explains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most exalted, the most lofty, the most high, Allah explains His actions, His attributes, so that insan and this man may recognize his creator, may recognize the loftiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وكما تعلمون أن الله سبحانه وتعالى جل في علاه لم يخلق شيء عبث ولم يترك همل، لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى هو المتفرد بجلاله وجماله وكماله، فالأمر كله بيده، فاختار هذا الدين القويم حتى بني الإنسان يصلوا إليه ويتقربوا منه ويستفيدوا من خزائنه ونعمه سبحانه وتعالى.
Everything is in the hands and the controls of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is most high, who is very exalted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is individual, is on His own, in all His actions, all His attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does everything on His own, so insan may recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His perfection, His beauty. That insan gets this quality of the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most high, most lofty.
فَبَوَّابَةَ التَّوْحِيدِ بَوَّابَةَ التَّوْحِيدِ الله أكبر، كبرياء الله، عظمة الله. فالله أكبر هي بوابة التوحيد لدخول التوحيد كله.
The door to the oneness and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the kibriya, is the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we recognize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how this can come into a person's heart, this is the door, the doors to recognizing the oneness and the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this has to come into the hearts of insan.
Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala bayyan lana fi kitabih. Indama ba'atha an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam haythu qal, ya ayyuhan muddathir, qum fa'anzir, wa rabbaka fakabbir. وربك فكبر.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Quran Sharif the grandeur, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the door, the gateway to recognizing the oneness, grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, oh my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, was wrapped up in his shawl, قُمْ فَأَنْذِرْ, stand up and warn the people, وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ, and explain to the people the greatness of Allah, the kibriya of Allah, the majesty of Allah. This is the door to the recognition, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَكَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ جَمِيعَ أَنْوَاعَ الْكُفْرِ وَالشِّرْكِ هِيَ فِي ثَلَاثَةٍ بَيَّنَهَا اللَّهُ حَيْثُ قَالَ وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِّ ثم وكبره تكبيرا. لم يكن له ولد, هم أهل الكتاب من اليهود والنصارى اتخذوا ولد, عزير عند اليهود وعيسى عند النصارى, وبقية أهل الكفر في الشرك, كل المشركين دخلوا في هذا الباب, باب الشرك, أشركوا مع الله. وولي من الذل من يتخذ المخلوق أنه يكون في مثابة الإله أو نائبا عنه أو يعطيه صلاحية كصلاحية الإله فيكون في الذل. ثم الله يبين من هؤلاء الثلاثة كيف الله يحفظ الإنسان وكبره تكبيرا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the types of kufr, disbelief, opposite to tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the three types of kufr, disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّقِدْ وَلَدًا. They say to them, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the different types of kufr and disbelief. There are those, the Yahud and Nasara, that attributed sons to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he has no offspring, no sons. The Yahud, the Jews, they would say Uzair ibn Allah. Uzair is the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he came to the Christians, they would say Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says he has no offspring or no sons whatsoever. And the remaining, besides the Yahud, the Jews and the Christians, then they have attributed shirk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, different agents, idols unto Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes. Then there are those that worship different isms in the world, where they bring them dishonor, but they regard those things to be forms of worship. So all these different types of worship that they attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says he is free of it. Then at the end of the ayat, Allah says, after all these types of kufr, وَكَبِّرْهُ takbira. Then him, the praises and the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, explain to the people the greatness of Allah, the kibriya, that Allah is akbar, Allah is the greatest. The greatness belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is all alone, he has no partner whatsoever.
فالله subhanahu wa ta'ala جعل لنا هذا الأذان. كلنا نسمع خمس مرات في اليوم. ولو نحن نتفكر ونتدبر فيها في هذا الأذان لنرى أن الله سبحانه وتعالى جعل أن الإنسان برنامجه من دخول هذا الإنسان في الدنيا إلى أن يخرج من هذه الدنيا فهو في داخل هذا البرنامج.
Just to ponder over the adhan which we hear daily 5 times a day. The adhan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the program of insan, the syllabus of insan. We hear the adhan for us to listen and to ponder and to understand the call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the entire adhan from beginning to the end is the entire program that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given insan, his syllabus of his life. From the time he is born till the time he leaves this world, his entire life is explained in the adhan that we hear daily 5 times a day.
فعندما يؤذن المؤذن يبدأ بماذا؟ الله أكبر الله أكبر يكرر المؤذن الله أكبر لأنه كلما تكرر الشيء تكرر أثره في القلب.
We heard the Mu'adhin daily repeating the words Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is great, or we may say Allah is the greatest. This is being repeated over and over again. When something is repeated, Allah wants this to take hold of a person's heart into the deep recesses of the heart. To understand this, that is why it is repeated. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, so it affects the heart.
ثم بعد أن يأتي حقيقة كبرياء الله في القلب ويكون على الجوارح أثره هنا الشهادة مقبولة أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
When insan hears this call from the muadhin, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and now it grips the heart, it goes into the person's heart, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the effect of this spills over and pours over to the limbs of insan. This greatness of Allah comes into the heart, and the effects of this comes into the limbs of man. Then he can accept the shahadat that ashhadu alla ilaha illallah, that I bear testimony that there is no one worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the heart will take effect from this also.
كما تعلمون بعض الأمور في القضاء يأتي الشاهد فالقاضي يطلب من أن يكون هذا الشاهد مزكى أي يزكى حتى تقبل شهادته. فهكذا كيف أن الإنسان عندما يقول أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله كيف يكون هذا القلب صادق في هذه الشهادة حتى يقبل عند الله.
Like how you find in the worldly courts that when the witness will come before the qadi and the judge, then there are preconditions for his shahadat to be accepted, for his testimony to be accepted. Among them, he has to be a male that gives the witness, so it may be accepted. In the same way, the heart has to be of that level that it can accept the shahadat, and when it has an effect on him, and he says the shahadat from the bottom of his heart, he says the shahadat and the belief in Allah from the bottom of the heart is fulfilled the precondition of giving this testimony, then his testimony of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one worthy of worship is now accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.
وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. معنى هذا أنه كيف يكون عندي اليقين على ما جاء به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو حق.
When he says أشهد أن محمد رسول الله, then he bears testimony that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger of Allah. What does it mean? That now his heart accepts that what all that which Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام came with is the absolute truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the haqq, his heart accepts this.
والله بيّن حتى عن الشهادة حيث بيّن إذا جاءك المنافقون قالوا نشهد إنك لرسول الله والله يعلم إنك رسول والله يشهد إنه المنافقين يعلم المنافقين أنهم لكاذبون. فهكذا يا أخواني الله بيّن المنافقين هم شهدوا ولكن بيّن أنهم في الداخل كاذبين ليسوا صادقين.
So the testimony that we give witness, we bear shahadat, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, and we accept whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has brought, which is the sharia, is the haqq and the truth from Allah jalla jalaluhu. This testimony has to be true from the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the testimony of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Munafiqun, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ, that when the munafiqun and the hypocrites will come to you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَالُوا, they say, نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ, they say, we give testimony, we bear witness that indeed you are the messenger of Allah. But these are the hypocrites. They are saying with their tongue, but the heart hasn't accepted this yet. So they say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that indeed you are the Rasul of Allah. Wallahu ya'lamu innaka la Rasulu. Allah says that Allah knows that indeed you are His Rasul, you are His Messenger. Wallahu yashhadu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives witness and testimony that the munafiqeen, in reality, they are liars. They don't believe in your nubuwat. They don't believe in your message. So one is, they say it with their tongue, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuse it. Allah says they're just saying it, but they don't believe from the heart. So therefore, when a person's heart is affected with the oneness of Allah, and he hears the azan, and there he says, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, then this must come from the heart that indeed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. This is the true shahadat.
فلابد أن يكون عندنا التصديق الكامل بالإيمان الكامل لما جاء به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, ولا يكون ذلك إلا بالمحبة والاتباع, اثنان متلازمان, محبة مع الاتباع. محبة بدون اتباع خلل, اتباع بدون محبة خلل. لا بد الاثنين متلازمين, محبة مع الاتباع.
When a person believes from his heart that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a true Rasul, a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with is the haqq and the truth, and it has to be followed, we have to believe it, then what is very, very important, after he believes in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then to bring this into action, one is to believe in the heart, this tasdeeq, he believes in the heart. Now to bring this into action, then there are two very, very important components that are interjoined, interlinked, that are dependent upon one another, which is mahabba and ittiba'. To love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the heart believes that everything that was brought by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the absolute truth, then to bring this into action, a person has to have love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are two integral things that are interjoined, they are locked together. And just to have love, just to express muhabbat and love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam without following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is deficient, is incomplete. Or just to follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam without any love, that too is incomplete. So these two things have to be found together. There has to be love after believing it, then to follow it up with action. For that to come alive, a person has to have muhabbat and true love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. With that love, he has to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
فيكون تكون هذه المحبة وهذا الاتباع على وجهين للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أن نأخذ المنهاج النبوي وكذلك الصفات النبوية.
For this ittiba' to be complete, for this following and emulating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are two very important things, there's two ways to fulfill this. One is the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam.
Minhaj wal? Al-minhaj al-nabawi wa sifat al-sifat.
So to complete this following of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, there has to be the way of Rasulullah, the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for this emulation to be complete and perfect.
Al-minhaj al-nabawi fil aqwal wal a'mal والحياة حياة النبي في سيرته العطرة عليه الصلاة والسلام.
For this way, the correct way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to follow that way, it be in his actions, how he did certain, how he performed actions in a'mal, and the outer, the inner of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam in his speech, in his actions, in the way he did things. This is the minhaj and the way and the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam.
وأما الصفات النبوية ما هي التي في الداخل؟ فكيف كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مع الله علاقته؟ جل في علاه: إني لأتقاكم إلى الله، إني لأخشاكم إلى الله. هذه علاقة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مع ربه سبحانه وتعالى.
And the second way to follow Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام in his attributes, in his qualities. What were his qualities that were internal? One is the external, the way of his life. Then internally, what were the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? To follow that also. What was his connection to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? What was within the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam? How was he with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And his connection to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his abstention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these qualities that had to do with the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, to emulate and to follow that also.
وأما مع أمته عليه الصلاة والسلام كان دائما الحزن طويل الفكر لا يهنأ له بال أمتي 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 أمتي.
So following the sifat and the attributes that were within the heart of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام, one was his connection with Allah سبحانه وتعالى, how he was connected with Allah تبارك وتعالى, and then his connection with the ummah. What was the pain that he carried in his heart for his ummah? To follow that also. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was always in constant worry and fikr for long periods of time, what will happen to my ummah? What will be the condition of my ummah? To follow that also, the attribute and the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
ثم المؤذن يبين حي على الصلاة أي الصلة بينك وبين هذا العظيم جل في علاه. كيف تكون هذه العلاقة علاقة الصلة؟
Then the Mu'adhin calls her Hayya ala Salah, the come towards Salah. How to form this bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via this great action of Salah. How to bring this into my life?
فبهذه الصلاة إذا كان بين العبد وبين ربه سبحانه وتعالى هذه الصلة ففيها الفلاح والنجاح والسعادة في الدنيا وفي الآخرة.
When man will have this connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through salah, when you will have this deep connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between the slave and between the master, the connection between the two is salah. When he will get this connection, he is the creation and Allah is the master, and he connects himself through salah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there is hayya ala al-falah, then falah will come. Then supreme success, real success in this world, in the hereafter, through salah Allah will give him that great success.
ثم المؤذن يقول مرة أخرى الله أكبر الله أكبر. عجيب, بدأ به الله أكبر, ثم في داخل الأذان يؤذن ويقول كذلك في أذانه الله أكبر. قالوا أهل العلم أن الإنسان يمر في أطوار, طفل يكبر يصير غلام, ثم يكبر ويتزوج ويكون صاحب أسرة, وهكذا يكبر في السن ويطعن, فمن ضعف إلى قوة إلى ضعف, ويمر في هذه الأطوار, إما غنى وإما فقر وإما صحة وإما مرض وإما هكذا, أطوار متقلبة. فكل هذه الأطوار المتقلبة التي يمر عليها الإنسان لابد أن يكون في قلبه الاستمرار أن الله هو الأكبر.
سبحانه. Then we hear in the adhan after hayya ala al-falah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, is repeated once again. Why does the Mu'adhin repeat Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, reminding insan Allah is still the greatest? Insan, when he comes into this world, he goes to different types of conditions that are changing all the time. From the time he was born a baby, then he comes into the age of being a youth. Then he gets married, he has a family, then he gets old. Different conditions overcome him. Sometimes affluence, sometimes poverty, good health, illness. Different conditions come over him. So his life comes out in this way. This is the system of the world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the system of Allah that reminds insan that in the beginning Allah was the greatest and Allah is still the greatest. Your conditions will change, but for you not to forget and let this come into the heart that Allah will always be the greatest. Your condition may change in life, but for you to have the istiqamah and the steadfastness upon the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then my Allah will always be the greatest no matter what condition of mine will change in my life.
ثم هذا المؤذن عند نهاية الأذان ماذا يقول؟ لا إله إلا الله. من كان آخر كلامه من الدنيا لا إله إلا الله. ما هي الجائزة؟ دخل الجنة. فهذا البرنامج عندما يدخل الطفل للدنيا، ينزل للدنيا من بطن أمه، فمن السنة يؤذن في أذنه حتى يسمع برنامجه. أنت هذا برنامجك في هذه الدنيا، فإذا نجحت في هذا البرنامج فيكون
الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله حتى تكون من الفائزين والناجين.
سبحان الله. Then we hear every day the last part of the adhan, لا إله إلا الله. There's no one worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This comes right at the end of the adhan to remind insan and for this to come into his heart that if I leave this world with la ilaha illallah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah, the person whose last words, utterance before he leaves this world is la ilaha illallah, what will be the reward from Allah? What will be the award and the prize? Dakhala al-jannah. Jannah is his. He'll enter into Jannah. This is at the end of the adhan, and this end of the adhan should be at the end of your life also. La ilaha illallah. Then our guest explains the beauty of the adhan. This entire program, this entire syllabus of the life of insan, this entire syllabus and program of the life of insan, from the time he comes out from the womb of his mother, as soon as he comes into this worldly life, then we are commanded to give the adhan in the ear of this baby. Already explained to him, this is your complete syllabus of life. Therefore we give the adhan in the ear. So already he knows from birth, this is my syllabus, this is my life. This is my syllabus, this is my life, and this is sufficient for me. This is sufficient for me to be the program of my life. So this is already the beginning. And if I will hold on to this program, then when I will leave this world, then I will leave with la ilaha illallah, and Jannat will be my final abode.
فنبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام بيّن لنا هذا البرنامج. فعندما ينتهي المؤذن من هذا الأذان ماذا يقول العبد؟ اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة. هذه دعوة تامة. هذا برنامجك، هذه دعوة تامة.
And then this entire program of life, syllabus of life, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained this and encapsulated it in the beautiful dua after adhan for us to understand what is this program and the syllabus that Allah has given you. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sunnah dua after adhan, Allahumma rabba hadi da'wati tamma. That oh Allah, the Rabb of this complete and perfect da'wah and invitation and call. This invitation and call which is the program of my entire life, Allah is the Rabb of it, and this entire program is complete in the most perfect program and syllabus of my life.
لهذا يا أخواني الله يحفظنا ويحفظكم بالإيمان.
آمين.
صلوا على النبي
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
هذه الدعوة التامة للمسلم ولا للكافر؟ الأذان، الأذان للمسلم، ليس الكافر يأتي المسجد، المسلم يأتي المسجد. إذن أعلى درجة في الإكرام أنك تدعو أخوك المسلم، وهذا أعلى درجة الإكرام، أن يكون قريب من الله، وأن يكون عابدا لله، وأن يكون داعيا إلى الله.
This perfect call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to insan, this perfect call that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us his entire syllabus, this is a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this call is for who? That to call for salah, to call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is it for the Muslim or for the kafir? It's for the Muslim. That the Muslim hears the adhan, and then he proceeds towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the perfect call, the perfect way of life. But this is for the Muslim. We have heard it. And the highest level of ikram, the highest level of ikram, and to be kind to one's Muslim brother, is to call him towards that which Allah Ta'ala calls you. Is to call him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is to call him towards the house of Allah. To call him towards salah. This is the highest form of ikram, and being kind to one's Muslim brother. Is to bring him and call him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make him beloved to Allah. Bring him close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make him a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he puts his head down to one Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is the highest form of being kind and showing kindness to a Muslim brother, is to invite him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that he also does the same.
فلذلك يا أخواني لما نسمع من مشايخنا الكرام أعزهم الله الصلاة ذات الخشوع والخضوع، فبينت آنفا من قبل المنهاج النبوي في الخضوع والصفات النبوية في الخشوع. فالله سبحانه وتعالى أعطى للعبد قدرات، فهو في مجاهدة هذه النفس يكون في الخضوع، أي يخضع هذه الجوارح امتثالا لأمر الله، فلا يسمع إلا ما يرضي الله، ولا يبصر إلا فيما يرضي الله، ولا يتكلم إلا فيما يرضي الله، ولا يتفكر إلا فيما يرضي الله. فهذا في الخضوع، أي يخضع الإنسان بهذه المجاهدة. فكلما جاهد نفسه أن تكون هذه الجوارح خاضعة لأمر الله، فالله هو الذي يعطي الآن الخشوع لهذا القلب، فهذا القلب يعمر بالأنس بالله سبحانه وتعالى.
Then we hear from our mashayikh in regards to salah, the quality of salah, how to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humility, with humbleness, and to have the concentration, devotion in salah. One is the minhaj and the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how he performed his salah. So how to get this corrected, how to rectify this, and then the sifat and the quality of the salah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which has to do with our internal, how to bring our salah upon that way that is acceptable by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. My salah of concentration and devotion. Honorable guest says, our mashayikh explain that when a person will exert himself, make mujahada. Mujahada will entail more or less that for a person to use his faculties, his ears listens to only those things that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His eyes will look at those things that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will utter those things that will only please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So outwardly, outwardly he's exerting himself to to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he will do this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him that humility in salah. When the humility will come to the mujahada, exerting himself, Allah will grant him the outer form of salah. This minhaj will come into him, the outer form of salah will be corrected. Now he will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humility. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeing his humility, from the side of Allah, Allah will grant him that khushu and that inner quality of humbleness. When outwardly he will exert himself, then who will rectify the inside? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of the inside of insan. Now the heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his salah.
ثم هذا الإنسان عندما يكون حقيقة يتعلم أمر الله سبحانه وتعالى ويقول الشيخ محمد يوسف رحمة الله عليه الذي يتعلم العلم ويكون في داخله المقصود أنا المحتاج له قبل الآخرين ما يكون مقصوده أنه يتعلم لمقصد الآخرين بل أنا أولا المحتاج فالله ينعم عليه بنعمة التواضع فكلما جاء عند العبد التواضع فالله سبحانه وتعالى ينعم عليه بالعلم النافع أي هو يستنفع به والآخرين يستنفع به.
Then we learn the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is to study, one is the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant a person. Honorable guest quotes as the Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayh, and he would say that person who seeks knowledge, he seeks knowledge not for others to display to others the level of his ilm and knowledge, but he seeks knowledge for the pleasure of Allah for himself, that I am in need of it. I am in need to know the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this mindset, with this quality of a heart, he seeks knowledge. Knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humility. When he has this intention that I am seeking knowledge for my benefit, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the quality of humility. Because his intention is that I want to learn about deen. Not now to show others or to teach others, but for my own self I have to know the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him humility. And when he will seek knowledge with humility, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him beneficial knowledge from the side of Allah. Allah will grant him such knowledge that from that knowledge he will benefit, and automatically others around him also will benefit.
فالله سبحانه وتعالى ينعم على هذا الإنسان العلم يكون العلم المقبول عند الله أن يكون مصحوب بالرحمة فبالدعوة الله يكسب الإنسان الرحمة وبالعلم فيكون العلم مع الرحمة هذا هو أصل العلم النافع فوجد عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما رحمة مع العلم هذا هو حقيقة الذي الله أنعم عليه بنعمة العلم النافع الذي هو يستنفع به والآخرين يجعل الله له أثر أن يستفيد منه الآخرين.
This beneficial and real knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does it entail? When a person has humility, then Allah will teach him directly. Allah will grant him beneficial knowledge. Beneficial knowledge, when a person, Allah will bless him with true knowledge, with humility. Then this knowledge has to be with rahmah and mercy. With this ilm, when he will give the da'wat and he will call others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create within him rahmah and mercy. Now that knowledge that a person has within him of the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, coupled with knowledge, this knowledge coupled with rahmah and mercy for humanity, then that type of knowledge will be beneficial. It will benefit him and it will be beneficial to others around him also. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, in regards to Musa alayhi salam and Khadir alayhi salatu salam, that we found a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah had blessed him with rahmat and Allah had given him knowledge also. So So these two come together. There would knowledge also, there's mercy. A person has mercy for humanity and mankind. When a person has this type of knowledge, where there's no pride in it, but there's humility, there's rahmah, then this type of knowledge will benefit him and it will have an effect on others around him.
وَكَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ إِكْرَامَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ الْأَسَاسِ فِيهِ أَدَاءَ الْحُقُوقِ أنت يا عبد الله عليك حقوق وأول الحق على نفسك بينك وبين الله وبين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أتدرون ما حق الله على العباد قالوا الله ورسوله فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام في معنى الحديث حق الله أن يعبدوه لا يشرك.
Thereafter we have ikram and to honor the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to serve the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ikram, to serve, to honor, what does it mean? It means adaul huquq, to fulfill the rights, to fulfillment of rights. And the first right to be fulfilled is the right of insan himself. The first right is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon myself. What does Allah want from me? I have to understand that first and fulfill that the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ikram means fulfillment of rights. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked Sahaba radiallahu anhum, do you know what is the right of Allah upon his bondsmen? Do you know the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this humankind? So thereafter Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, what is the haqq and the right of Allah? Is that insan worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and ascribes no partners unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first right of Allah upon us.
ثم حق المسلمين كما نسمع في الصفات عنها حق المسلم. لماذا سبحان الله الله ألهم الشيخ ما قال حق الناس حق المسلم إكرام المسلمين ما قال إكرام الناس قال حق إكرام المسلم. إكرام المسلم في الأصل الآن هو الأصل في رأس المال, وأما إكرام الناس في العموم فهذا المكسب. فكيف الآن الأمة تجتهد على رأس المال؟ فإذا جاء رأس المال واحد عنده مثال مليون وخسر, فالآن رأس ماله خسر, الآن فكره يجتهد كيف يرتفع حتى يأتي الآن رأس المال. فإذا وصل إلى رأس المال الآن هو يأتي المكسب. فالآن كيف يكون هذا المسلم عنده هذه الصفات في المعاملات والمعاشرات والأخلاق العامة في داخل هذه الحقوق؟ فهذا الأساس, فالله سبحانه وتعالى هو يجتبي من إليه من ينيب ويهدي إليه من ينيب, فالهداية من الله, فهذا يأتي المكسب بعدين.
August explains when it comes to ikram, then ulama say ikramul muslim, to honor the Muslim, not to honor the entire creation, but first we give the rights and we fulfill the rights of the Muslim. There's wisdom in this also. Why is the Muslim first? So we make ikram of the Muslim, and he explains that we hear in different ahadith and riwayat the rights of Muslims, fulfilling the haqq of the Muslim. Why is the Muslim? So a guest explains that the Muslim is the capital we have. A person has his capital. So he has to take care of his capital. He has to ensure that the capital is safe. It doesn't suffer a loss in the capital. And then after the capital is invested, then what the purpose of this is will come thereafter. He wants the prophets will come. But if he loses the capital, or he suffers a loss in the capital, then he lost that. Then what he wanted from there, the benefits and the prophets, that will not come. So he has to look after the capital. And when it comes to the ummah, the capital are the Muslims. We look after the Muslims. We look after the Muslim, and when this will come into his heart, will fulfill the right of the Muslims. So once we will take care of the Muslim, and Iman and Islam will come into the lives of the Muslims, then this is full over, and then what we wanted, the Prophets, that will come also together with that. Therefore, we fulfill the rights of the Muslim first.
وكما تعلمون مسألة الإخلاص في القول والعمل حتى في النية هذه أتعبت العلماء ما أتعب العلماء شيء أكثر من الإخلاص هو الذي أتعبهم فكيف يا أخواني حفظنا وحفظكم الله نجتهد على هذه الصفة فكلما نحن نجتهد عليها فتأتي حقيقة هذه الصفة كل يوم تزداد في نياتنا وفي أقوالنا وفي أعمالنا حتى في فكرنا سبحان الله في هذه المسألة الإنسان دائما يتفكر في هذه المسألة عندما يأتي بين يدي الله في هذا الحديث حديث أبا هريرة رضي الله عنه فيما معناه فيأتي من هو شهيد ومن هو عالم ومن هو منفق يقف بين يدي الله فيقول الشهيد أنا يا ربي قاتلت من أجلك ويقول له كذبت خذوه إلى النار ويأتي الذي تعلم العلم عالما يقول له كذبت حتى يقال عنك فلان وهكذا المنفق فحقيقة الذي يضع نفسه نصب عينيه هذا الأمر فهو هذا السقف الذي هو يجتهد عليه حتى يأتي فدائما نصحح نياتنا يا إخوان لأن المسألة ثقيلة على النفس ولكن الله هو المعين فنسأل الله من الله سبحانه وتعالى العون على هذه النفس
Then to do all his actions with complete sincerity to correct the intention of the heart Person corrects the intention of the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him sincerity. To have the correct intention in my heart, in my intentions, when I speak, when I do a'mal, that I'm doing this only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This point of sincerity, correcting a person's intention, has tired the ulama. That the heart is to be rectified all the time. When I'm standing before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the heart must not flutter, must not move. It's only this amal, this intention, what I'm saying, what I'm doing is only for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When insan will stand before Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to perform any action, then this entire picture comes in front of him right now. To correct his niyat, his intention, whatever I'm doing is only for Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. In the hadith of Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which was very heavy upon him, And this point also very heavy upon the person's heart, upon his nafs. That how every action of mine, every utterance of mine, every motivation of the heart is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which he heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning of the hadith. On the day of Qiyamah, when three types of people will be presented to Allah jalla jalaluhu, will be the shaheed that gave his life in the path of Allah. The alim of deen that learned Quran, that learned deen. And the person who spent his wealth in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, three great actions. And these people will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will say to Allah, Ya Allah, I gave my life in your path and became a shaheed. Allah will say to him, you weren't sincere. You gave it so that people call you a very brave person. And you got the praises of people. Then the command will be given that take this shaheed, a false shaheed, and throw him into the fire of Jahannam. Although given his life for Allah, but with the incorrect intention. The alim of deen will be brought, the qari of deen will be brought. Ya Allah, I learned deen, I taught the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, you did so. But for name, for fame, to be known by the people. So he'll be also taken and be flung into the fire of Jahannam. Although studying the deen of Allah. And the person who spent his wealth in the path of Allah, Ya Allah, I spent in your path, Allah will say, yes, you did spend to be called a generous person. And people call you a generous person. You got your reward already. He'll be also be flung into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah save us. But this hadith, a person brings front of him before every action. That, ya Allah, whatever I do, whatever I say has to be sincerely only for your pleasure. So this has tired the hearts of ulama and the people, that, ya Allah, by us rectifying our intention over and over again every day, in every action, that I rectify my intention only for the pleasure of Allah, then the time will come and Allah will instill in that person's heart sincerity and ikhlas.
فهكذا يا أخواني تتحصل على هذه الصفات. نحن نخرج في سبيل الله بإنفاق الوقت والمال والنفس بالافتقار والتضرع بين يدي الله سبحانه وتعالى حتى الله يسبغنا هذه الصفات، لأن الصفات في الأصل هي مكتسبة، فكما هي مكتسبة لابد أن نتحصل عليها بالمجاهدة. فنحن نرجو منكم ونلتمس منكم بس أن تخرجوا.
And these beautiful sifat and qualities we have heard about, how do we get these sifat into our lives? This we have to go and seek and look for these sifat. We have to leave our homes and strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are sifat and qualities which have to be earned. They have to be attained. Like how we attain and earn everything else, those things we attain also, there has to be some mujahada. There has to be some exertion of a person's life. He has to exert himself, he has to go out to attain things. In the same way, to attain these sifat and qualities from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person has to spend his time, his wealth, and himself, he has to strive in the path of Allah through mujahada, through exerting himself and making sacrifice. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will award this person these beautiful sifat. For this, our guess is we have to go out in the path of Allah. We'll have to leave our homes and strive in the path of Allah to get these beautiful sifat. So who is there to say, I'm ready to move in the path of Allah to attain these things?
فالذي أعطى 40 يوم يزيد لا بأس. هذا باب مفتوح، العمل مع الله. هذه التجارة، تجارة مع الله. والذين أعطى الآن من الذي هم موجودين مثلا 20 يوم، 10 أيام، 3 أيام، يزيد. 4 شهور يزيد. فهذا باب مفتوح. نسوي نعمل تجارة مع الله. نريد أنكم تستعدوا. من مستعد يا أحبابي؟
Okay, so who is ready, inshallah, to do business with Allah? Who is there to do business with Allah? Right now we all want to go out and do business. This is business not with some person of this world. This is business now with the owner of the skies and the earth. Who is there to do business with Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? The door is open. How much business we want to do, Allah is prepared to do business with us. Those that gave 10 days, make it 20. Those 20, make it 40. Those 40, make it 4 months. The door is open. How much we want to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For us to make our intention, I am ready to do business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is there, inshallah? Say, I am ready. The door is open, inshallah. Who's ready, inshallah, to give some time? Mubarak Jamaat, mashallah, get the du'as. Jamaat has come from the blessed lands of barakah, inshallah. Make our intentions, they say, Amin, Allah will accept it. Who else, inshallah? As our guest says, you all are going out to do business this morning or during the week. This is starting the week with the business with Allah. Jalla Jalaluhu. And what is the investment? 10 days, 40 days, 4 months. Investment of dunya, you see, you get return end of the year only. Yet the returns are cash from Allah. We give cash, Allah will give us cash returns. And also bank in akhirat.
بالهمة يا أحباب بالهمة.
Gee, with courage, inshallah. Take courage. Take courage, there's no loss. There's no loss, stand up and give our names, inshallah. MashaAllah, Hafiz Sahib. Hafiz Kaji, MashaAllah.
MashaAllah, Allah is you.
Those that are living in the path of Allah today, they are requested to come closer for the Hidayat Bayan after the talk, inshallah.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت، وعافنا فيمن عافيت، وتولنا فيمن توليت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت، إنك تقضي بالحق ولا يقضى عليه، إنه لا يعز من عاديت ولا يذل من واليت. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادى، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا. اللهم يا الله، نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولا تجعلنا منهم يا رب، وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.